Greetings, salutations, welcome to episode 29 of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Kappen and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and I also host the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. So glad you could join us. Thank you for the privilege of your time again this week. We're going to talk robotics with the person running the robotics program at Holy Cross Catholic Academy, Cassie Summerlin, and two of her sophomore students, Abby Walters and Caitlin Dawes. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Plus, we'll get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news. But first, we start with prayer and a prayer for religious liberty. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer and join me, please. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. Folks, we are in a drought right now. We are stuck seriously in need of some serious moisture. Okay, we got a little bit earlier with that nice snowstorm the weekend before, but we need more. Luckily, we're going to get out of this La Nina pattern here by the end of February, early March, and go into a neutral pattern, which increases our rainfall chances. So please pray for much needed rain for our farmers and ranchers. They certainly do need it right now. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the discerning, the disturbed. Continue to pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we've had to reduce our list down. Please pray for our two seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Segoe. Find out more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop online for everything that has to do with vocations in our diocese. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated. All right, let me get on my soapbox here for just a minute. Early voting for the primaries begins on Tuesday, February 17th, goes until Friday, February 27th. Election day itself is Tuesday, March 3rd. Have you gotten yourself registered to vote? Well, if you haven't, get it taken care of now and get registered to vote. Remember, as Catholics, we are morally obligated to vote in elections. And that's not just when we want to, but every single election. Do your homework on the candidates and go to the polls and make a decision. We will not, cannot, shall not, and do not tell you who to vote for. That's between you and God. So do your homework, go to the polls. We'll see you there, whether it's early voting, February 17th through 27th, or election day itself for the primaries on Tuesday, March the 3rd. And with that, get off the soapbox now. Couple of quick reminders. Go to our websites, AmarilloDiocese.org, WestTexasCatholic.org. Keep up with everything going on news-wise in our diocese. Like us on Facebook. Amarillo Diocese is our handle on Facebook. We do post up there quite a bit and have been posting a lot lately in regards to Catholic education and vouchers in both Ingles and Espanol, por favor. Next issue of the West Texas Catholic is dated Sunday, February 15th. We'll have the Ash Wednesday Mass schedules. A recap of Father Mauricio Valadez's ordination mass that's coming up. Plus, we've got all kinds of other great things in there. The deadline for advertising is Monday, February the 2nd, Presentation of the Lord at 5 o'clock. Deadline for stories, photos, etc. is Thursday, February 5th at noon, and those are stone-cold deadlines, folks. Podcast, AmarilloDiocese.org, or better yet, go to stcapn.com and go catch up with all the great podcasts there. We'll talk a little bit more about some of those in just a couple of minutes. Our next podcast will drop on Friday the 13th. Luckily, it's not October. Friday, February the 13th. And again, thank you for the privilege of your time. Joining us on the podcast, episode 29 of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Kappen, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, are some folks that are involved with robotics at Holy Cross Catholic Academy. To my right is the lovely Cassie Summerlin, who is the instructor of robotics and takes care of all robotics things at Holy Cross. To my left is Caitlin Dawes, and to her left is Abby Walters. They are students at Holy Cross. They are both sophomores. And we're trying not to get into AI, so none of this is computer-generated or artificially created for that point, okay? We'll start with you. You sound like, from all the time we've been trying to get you in here, that you were kind of dragged, kicking and screaming into the robotics program at Holy Cross Catholic Academy, Cassie. When did they get you involved with all this?
Last year,
so this is your second
year. This is my second year.
What are you learning about robotics as you would go along in the second year of being in this program?
It's a really great community because other competitions that the kids do and stuff, it's like, oh, this group's out to win, this group's out to win. We still have that, but we're also there to help each other. And teams have been amazing coming in to like help us learn how to code, help us figure out what's wrong with our build. If we need a part because one of ours decided to stop working that day, they're like, hey, we have one, let us help you with that. And they are all right there to like show us what to do, to help us out, to get us where we need to be. And even the judges and stuff, if we have an issue like at inspection or something, everybody is doing everything they can to make sure we still get to play that day so that we can pass and move on. So it's a really cool group.
Let's point out something, folks. When you get into robotics competition, it's not like the standard competitions in high school where you're class 5A, 4A, private school, whatever. Everybody is lumped together. So when you go to competition, Cassie, you're going up against ACAL, you're going up against Amarillo High, Bushland, the smaller cities, and the ones in between, right?
Yes.
Is it a little awesome or awestruck sometimes that you feel being against some of those big schools?
I mean, sometimes, because last year we went to Amtech and we saw their setup and I was like, wow, okay. And then this year we've been to Bushland a couple of times and we've seen their setup and it's again, wow, okay. You know, we still get things done and, you know, we're doing what we can with our little bitty budget and group that we have.
By the way, they will be in district competition on Saturday, February 7th, and we wish you guys the very best of luck, Cassie, as you prepare for that. Let's talk to the students for a little bit here. Caitlin, Abby, you're both sophomores at Holy Cross Catholic Academy. What got you involved with robotics? We'll start with you, Caitlin.
I have always found myself intrigued to the science world and things of that nature. When I was little, I did engineering. And I did that for a couple years. And whenever I found out that I could do something that was not like very active, that I'm not particularly good at, I was very excited to get to do something with some of the skills that I have.
And Abby, same question. What got you involved with robotics?
I would say mostly my little sister, because she does STEM at Holy Cross. And it's just like robotics, but for middle school. And I think her just being so involved in STEM and talking about it at the house, like more like how I wanted to do robotics and like try it out. So I tried it this year. I went to the first meet and I liked it a lot.
The nice thing we got to mention is we've got two students here. This is half the team. It's a four-person team, right, Cassie?
Yes, this year I have four kids.
Now, when we talk about the meets, what happens at meets? Walk us through a meet.
Okay. So you get there, we check in, we go through inspection, and then there's like a whole bunch of qualifying rounds that we do, and you will get points at each qualifying round. You are matched up with another team. So that's another reason why teams are like, let me help you. Oh, you have this issue. Let's help you fix that. Because you never know who your next alliance is going to be.
Like Survivor here for just a minute.
It's really cool, though. One of our matchups, we got one of the Bushland teams, and we scored lots of points, and they helped us out a lot. And so they have a tally issue that you have, and you get points for each one, and they will take, like, the top 10 teams to go on to the next round. So district, they're looking at who those top 10 teams are going to be, and those will move on to the regional meet.
When you say inspection, what is inspection?
Inspection, they make sure that your bot is a certain size. It has to be 18 inches by 18 inches, cannot be over that. They have to make sure that your driver hub is communicating with your bot and everything checks off green on the driver hub so that you're not going to be interfering with somebody else's robot. You're only controlling yours.
Sounds like you got to be on different frequencies to make this work.
Yes. Yes.
Because if you're on the same frequencies and you don't realize it, it could be a problem.
Could be. Everybody has a name and they have a number. So ours is 26595. So we have our bot set to look for that frequency. And that's the one that we use to drive. Abby's our driver. And she does amazing. And she's doing really good at shooting and everything this year.
Now, we talked about the competition. How long does a robotics competition last?
We get there a little before 8, and we've been done around 3, 3:30.
Wow, it looks like you're there a full day almost.
It's a full day.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
And each round is about 3 minutes.
3 minutes? So you better be on your best 3 minutes each time it's competition calls.
And ready to go, because if you're not there when it's time for your team to go, you could get yellow carded for a delay of game. And if you get 2 yellow cards, they red card you and you're out. You're out the rest of the day.
Can't have that happen. No. Three lovely ladies joining us on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. To my right is Cassie Summerlin, who takes care of robotics at Holy Cross Catholic Academy. And to my left, 2 sophomore members of the Holy Cross Catholic Academy robotics team. Yes, half of the 4-member team. We have Abby Walters to my far left, and to my left is Caitlin Dawes. So, ladies, let's talk about your experiences at competition. I understand there was a competition recently, and you two were the team, basically, because of other things. I know you guys have busy schedules and do so many things over there. What's the one thing you enjoy most about the competitions? And we'll start with Caitlin, please.
I really like how the environment isn't as competitive. It still is. It still very much is. But it's a good kind of competitive. And it's very, very positive environment. Everyone loves what they're doing there, and it's a very happy place to be.
Same question for you, Abby.
I enjoy how if you have a problem with your robot, they'll like come together and try to help you as much as they can. And it's not like we hate everybody and we're all enemies. Everybody's together and working together. And I feel like it's a great place to meet people and to just have fun.
And what's the most favorite thing about competition? We'll start with you on that one, Abby.
In competition, I enjoy driving and just getting the robot around, scoring us points, and driving the robot.
Caitlin?
I really like being the human player. I find that very fun. So
the human player, yes. Define that.
The human player loads the specimens into the robot, or depending upon what game it is, you like prepare for the robot to score points as the human person loading the robot.
Now, after competition and between competitions, it's not like you put the robot away and you don't get it out again until the next competition. There is some, I guess, practice that goes with that. Tell us about practice.
We have a floor at our, like, little place that we have all of our stuff, our portable, and we practice driving around on that. It's the same floor as used at competition. Mm-hmm. So we have that prepared and we can have experience on the floor before we get there.
Has that experience helped you in these competitions?
I believe so, yes.
Good, good. Same question.
I think that just practicing shooting has helped us improve a lot. We have the balls that we practice with, and knowing how much time we need to shoot, like how far we need to be, just makes it more efficient for at competitions so that we're not losing points by shooting the balls out of the arena and making contact with our robot, and Caitlin can practice putting the balls in the robot without touching it.
So with all this experience you're getting through robotics, what do you hope that leads you to as you continue your education at Holy Cross and then eventually get out into the real world here in 2 years?
At competitions, how everybody just runs to help other people with their robot. I think once I graduate high school and out in the real world, I would want to be able to help people And if people like need things and need something, I can just be there and help as much as I can.
Caitlin, same question.
I would say cooperation and teamwork, and knowing that even though one solution doesn't work, there's more than just one way to solve a problem, and that trial and error is a big part of learning how to fix things.
Cassie, you've been doing this 2 years, and I know you're picking up a little bit more with each passing meet and each year. What do you hope to continue to learn as you grow this team from year two to hopefully next year, year three?
I'm hoping that we get to get a lot more people involved. I would like to have 2 teams next year. I think that would be very cool. It's a cool experience for the kids. It's a place for some of them to fit in that aren't your most athletic, your basketball stars, your track stars, those kind of thing. This is something that they can do. This is still a big competition, and it can show people what they know. It's helping them think outside the box, which I think is a good skill for these kids to learn. And that's what I hope that they can take away from this, that we're here to help each other and just to have fun. And I think those are good places for these kids to be.
Having fun is a very important aspect of all this. Okay, the AI question, I guess, has to come to mind. Does that scare you a little bit, all this AI? Do you expect that to get involved in the midst of robotics as well?
I do not, actually.
And why?
Because, okay, so there's a certain kit that you have to use to build your bot from. Everybody has the same set of parts. The things that kind of set us apart is the game changes every year. So if you can't afford a game setup, you find a team that's close by that can afford a game setup, and you asked to go play there to practice, which we're going to be doing that on Thursday. We're going out to Bushland again to practice shooting because we do have the floor, but we don't have the walls. We don't have the barriers that we shoot into. We're just kind of playing around with what we have right now.
Plain shooting.
Okay, so the bot has the ability to hold 3 balls, and they are wiffle balls, but they're like 5 inches in diameter. And we have to shoot those into a, I don't want to call it a box, but I don't know what else.
A container?
Okay. It kind of looks like a box, though, and it like rolls down a ramp. And they're different colors. And so you get points for getting balls into that container, but you also get points if you get them in the right order. So there's purple ones and there's green ones. So if your thing is purple, purple, green, and we shoot them in and they come in that order, we get extra points for that.
And if you miss, do you get deducted points?
You don't think you get deducted points, but you don't get anything for it. Oh, okay. So
I'm learning about all this.
Yeah.
How long is it taking you to get a good grasp on this? I mean, last year they threw this at you, basically, is the way it sounds. Do you think you've gotten a grasp on this?
I am starting to. So, like, if we need things that are 3D printed, Amtech has been very gracious to print things for us. Bushland has also been gracious and offering to print things for us because we don't have a 3D printer. You know, if we need parts, there was one, our first competition we went to this year, our driver had decided to not work. Amtech is right there to be like, hey, I have an extra. Here you go. Give it back to us after the meet. And we're like, okay, thank you. So otherwise, nothing's going
to
work.
You're probably tempted not to give it back, but no, you couldn't do that to Michael Neuberger and those guys out there. That wouldn't be right. So if people have questions about robotics, maybe they'd like to help out the robotics team at Holy Cross Catholic Academy. How can they get a hold of you, Cassie?
I would call the school and talk to Mr. Logan or whoever answers the phone and just let them know that they would like more information or they would like to help us out, which would be great.
Phone number 806-355-9637 at Holy Cross Catholic Academy. Cassie Summerlin, Caitlin Dawes, Abby Walters, our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast episode 29, brought to you by Kappen and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And we're going to let you three get the last word on the conversation. Is there anything else that you wanted to add? Or if there's something we didn't ask you about, well, guess what, Abby, you get to go first.
Many people don't think of robotics as a sport. They just think of it as something for nerds and people to just do. I think robotics is a great sport, and it helps build character. It helps you make new friends. I think without robotics, I don't know if I would have talked to Caitlin. So I love that robotics brought us together and is making us better friends every day as we go. And it helps even more, like, you meet people from other schools. You can talk to people from other places. If you're struggling, other people can help you. It's just, like, a great learning opportunity and to make new friends.
Same question, Caitlin. Last word in the conversation is yours. Or in this case, what would you tell others at Holy Cross Catholic Academy about the robotics program?
I think it is a great opportunity for building your cognitive functions and learning more teamwork and cooperation, and that not everybody is out there to, like, attack you and try to bring your team down, but that it's good to help each other through what you're making and things like that. And I'm glad you're my friend too. Thank you.
So we can get away from the sappy stuff here for just a minute. Just kidding. Just kidding. Cassie, final words yours.
The robotics team, the whole program is great. It allows these kids to get out there to meet kids from other schools around our area in the Panhandle. And it also gets Holy Cross out there. It's not that, where are y'all from again? You know, people are starting to recognize us when we go places, and that's really nice. It's very cool.
And we look forward to the day when they fear seeing you guys at competition. Yes. Go, oh, Holy Cross is back here again. Great. We're going to get, yeah, never mind. Ladies, thank you all three for coming in. Wishing you the very best in the district competition on Saturday, February 7th. Mm-hmm. And I hope you get to be one of those 10 teams that moves on. So
fingers crossed.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Couple of pieces of diocesan news before we exit stage right here, and we talked about it a little bit in the opening segment of this. We have some great podcasts on stcapn.com. We have Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, season number 2, begins on Monday, February 16th here on Cap'n with Joshua Correa. A new episode drops Monday mornings at 7 o'clock. Kick off your work week right with 5 Minutes of Faith, again with Joshua Correa from St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. Also, check out The Introverted Apostle. One would think an introverted person would talk 30 seconds and clam up. No, when you have Roman Asbill and David Wilson in the room with you, they're going to milk every word out of you, whether you like it or not. Check it out. It's a fun program. The Introverted Apostle, Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, and this program on stcapn.com. Thanks for your support, by the way. We appreciate that. 4 Deanery Centennial Masses taking place in February throughout our diocese. The North Deanery celebrating a Mass on Wednesday, February 4th, 6 o'clock, St. Peter and Paul Church at 915 South Maddox in Dumas. 2 days later, Friday, February 6th, St. Hyacinth's Church, 4500 West Hills Trail, will have a centennial mass for the Central Deanery. Wednesday, February 11th, 6 p.m., St. Vincent de Paul Church at 810 West 23rd Street in Pampa will have a centennial deanery mass for the East Deanery. And just announced, Friday, February 27th, 6 p.m., a centennial deanery mass for the South Deanery. Reservations still being accepted for an evening for married couples Friday, February 13th at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring. The evening begins at 6 o'clock with Mass and vow renewal for married Catholic couples. That's led by Bishop Patrick J. Zurich in Holy Family Chapel. After that, a gourmet dinner and social, including desserts and beverages. It's $150 per couple. Need to know more? Get in touch with Sister Elizabeth Ann Dockery at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center. We need to bring her back in one of these days, too. 806-383-1811. Staying at the Retreat Center for just a minute, a Lenten Women's Prayer Brunch sponsored by Amarillo Rejoicers the next day, Saturday, February 14th on the Feast of St. Cyril and Methodius, or, okay, Valentine's Day, 10 a.m. until noon at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring. As in the past, it's a ticketed event. The tickets are $20 per person. You can get those online through the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, bdrc.org, or at Top of Texas Catholic Superstore, 2500 South Coulter, in the signature there. Seating is limited. Doors open at 9. Need to know more? Again, please call Sister Elizabeth Ann Dockery, 806-383-1811. Volunteers still needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. It's a commitment that really doesn't require a lot of time. Training is provided. Elma Fletcher has all the details. Give her a call, 806-206-4496. And finally, I know I'm wearing you out with this, but we won't want you to forget, Save August 22nd on your calendars. The Diocese of Amarillo celebrating its centennial with a massive Thanksgiving that morning, 10 o'clock, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. More on that and other centennial activities coming up as the year unfolds. Hey, folks, thanks again for the privilege of your time. Have comments, suggestions? Maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of capping. You know, I'd be happy because we keep taking the money out of David Wilson's paycheck, and that's not a good thing. If you're interested in advertising, hit us up, STCAPN at DIOAMA.org, STCAPN at DIOAMA.org. And speaking of David, you'll make his day, and that's always a good thing, if you fill out the form at stcapn.com. Yes, we want to hear from you. And yes, we want to make this podcast and our podcast network even better. Have yourselves a great day. Remember, abortion is not and never will be healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey.